Okay, so then let's move on with the first topic, which would be, I think, to agree on the agenda. Is that the agenda I sent okay, or any amendments to be taken? Okay, doesn't look like that. Then let's move on with the first point on the agenda, and that would be the addition to our charter. As I understand, all of you have been able to read the amendment that has been made to the charter. There haven't been any comments to the amendment concerning DNS search, and as to this, I take it that the amendment is being approved by the working group and that the charter will be updated very soon. Any comments on that one?
So this is basically the one paragraph input from Bart, which you sent out in your email.
Yeah, Bart. Yeah. Bart. Yes.
Yes, I just went off, so I'm muted. I will go back. Say, based on the feedback, say no feedback from the working group, I sent the charter was sent to the council list at the conference call first, and then to the council list. There have been no objections, so the charter, as I say, the amended charter is now adopted by the CCNSO council as well. So that
okay.
Is your new charter. So I'll go back on mute. So just a moment when you have a question for me.
Also, I heard someone joined. Hello, who joined?
Hi, Stephen Durhig, AS2 Main Registry.
Hello, Stephen.
Good morning.
Hi, Stephen. Okay, so we take it that the charter is amended and that the new charter will be posted soon. Second point referring to that is that I think that we do need to integrate the new feature of our charter into our work plan. And what I feel is that we have kind of been overtaken by the actions. So what basically has been going on is that although our charter says we are going to gather input from the CCTLD community concerning the DNS cert initiative of ICANN, there already has been a formal comment from the CCNSO towards the ICANN DNS cert initiative. And as this is being the case, I just do not see a point in gathering further comments. If you don't have any additional point that hasn't been made yet, and if you would, then, well, just go ahead right now. If not so, then to my point of view, the next step, the next action would be to wait until a formal response from ICANN towards the different reactions of the different communities towards the DNS cert is available, and let's see what they come up with. And well, according to what the statement of ICANN will be, set up some actions within our working plan if still needed, because what might very well be the case that the DNS cert initiative is being stalled in one or the other way.
Jörg?
Yes.
May I say, just I missed a bit to try to unmute, but to clarify the process, initially you saw the DNS cert and the second initiative was posted by ICANN for public comment. Then there was the Nairobi session, which triggered some reaction, and that is more in an ironic sense. Based on that, there was a submission to the public comment on the DNS cert, and it's now up to ICANN to incorporate these comments in a comments document and come up with, a follow-up document. And I would suggest to the working group that, say, the follow-up document would be the starting point for the DNS or for the incident response working group to start acting as well.
Yeah, that's just what I wanted to say. If that wasn't clear, that's what I meant.
Yeah, so you know that the ball at this stage, that's why I jumped in, the ball at this stage is in the court of ICANN to respond to all the comments, not just to them, and come up with some alternatives. And I know there has been some, say, action in the background going on as well. So you can expect some public documents in the near future, probably prior to Brussels.
Yeah, exactly. Let's wait what is coming our way and react to this, whatever might come our way.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go back on mute.
Okay. So, as to this, I'm done with the amendment of the charter, and I would move on to the definition of incident. I think that is, after some amendments that have been taken by me, after the Nairobi session, I think that the definition is quite clear right now. Actually, what has been added is the misfunction of DNS in the definition, and I would appreciate if you would have any comments and go ahead with it. If not, so I would take the definition as stable for the time being right now. Any comments on that one?
Question from Stephen Deerhake. Can it possibly be expanded to include Whois server issues since it already has, quote, DNS or registry systems?
Okay. Any comments on that one?
We see periodic attacks against the Whois server. The same way we see periodic attacks against the DNS.
I would rate Whois as part of the registration system.
Okay. If it's incorporated within there implicitly, that's fine with me.
I would, if it should be in the scope, I would explicitly list it, because for me it's not obvious that registration system would encompass Whois service.
I feel it's a distinct service.
Yeah. But to me, there still is the question whether we should include the Whois as being part of our focus or not.
The availability of it only. I'm just putting it out there because ours comes under assault now and then, and I shut it down now and then and make everybody go away for a while, and then I turn it back on.
So what would be the purpose for that, to take a look at the Whois? Because my point of view, the group has been set up to jointly react to incidents that in their sense disrupt the functioning of the Internet. And well, I do see that we do have to take some actions concerning major services for the functioning of the Internet, like DNS, for example, or the registration systems. But I personally do not feel that Whois really is such an essential service, and that counterattacks against any attacks against Whois have to be done jointly,
no.
Overarching.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
Yeah,
I can drop it. I'm happy to drop it. It's just what our experience has been is that we see periodic attacks against it, and they get to the point where I shut it down for a while to make them go away.
Yeah,
I leave the web-based up, but I shut down the port 43.
Okay. So, but what we could do is just leave the question open, and not only to those who are currently joining the discussions, but just to put it as a question to the group as a whole.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Happy with
so
that.
We do not close down the definition yet.
Well,
I thought.
You know what? Let's close it.
Okay.
I'll retract.
We close it and we'll ask whether we are going to make another amendment to it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Let's close it for now. It's low priority with me. I just thought I'd put it out there, but since there's nobody else to talk to about it, let's close it.
Okay. Done with that.
Yeah.
Let's
make some progress.
Yeah, I'll work on that. Next point on my agenda would be, and I do have to admit that I'm not too happy with the point, because what work has currently been done concerning use cases of the context repository, and that's what I'm currently talking about, basically was just a very rough scratch from what I did aside of the Nairobi ICANN meeting. And in a conference, I think call or face-to-face meeting we had aside Nairobi, we agreed on that Yuri was supposed to invest a little bit more of time in the definition and formulation of use cases. That just hasn't happened. So at the current stage, we're left with the very first draft, and I just sent that out to you to recognize those. So what we could do is we could discuss this first draft, or we could wait on Yuri to provide a little bit more of information. What would you feel would be suitable at this point of time?
Yeah.
Yes.
May I suggest that I try to chase up Yuri and see if she has time between now, say, and 1 or 2 weeks to take on this action?
Yeah, I would really appreciate it. I tried to contact her like 2 or 3 times, but just didn't get a reaction. I think it might just be due to the case that she got stuck somewhere on the flight from here to there.
And she's traveling a lot. So if you continue, I'll try it from my end to chase her up as well, and I'll keep you informed where it's heading.
Yeah, there's not much to say on the slide, that's true.
Okay. Just some remarks on the, what basically I've been stating concerning use cases. Nowadays, going through those lines once again, I think that there are more or less two and a half core functions that really should be addressed by the contact repository, where all the other points I mentioned are, well, they might be use cases, but I do not see them in the first place. And the real core function that came to my mind was providing security contact, for sure, under any circumstances, as one of the vital functions.
Absolutely.
And the other one would be informing the participating community about incidents.
Absolutely, so, on that. I agree with you completely on that, Jörg.
Okay, because it might be hard to come up with, for example, my second point, generate reports, because that would clearly refer to somebody who is going to compile reports. And, well, as we are a non-permanent working group, this might just be some information or some functions that could be done by somebody else, but probably not the working group. And as to this, we might not specify this as being part of what the use case contact repository should really do.
Correct.
So I'm discussing with myself.
As well.
For me?
The same thing with proactive actions, both those items there.
Yeah, sure.
It implies the establishment of some ongoing bureaucracy of some sort.
Yeah, exactly. So probably those of you on the line right now, I would appreciate if you think about use cases a little bit along these lines we just currently discussed. At least that was what came to my mind when I went through those use cases once again. But nevertheless, let's think about it, all of us in the first place, and secondly, let's wait for Yuri to come up with some results of her work to be expected in around 1 or 2 weeks, hopefully. Okay?
You have some feedback from my side. I think this is the use cases for the contact repository, and what you're listing here is some use cases for the whole working group. So I agree with you that we have to cut it down. For example, the reports, whatever, they have nothing to do with the contact repository, because the reports on best practices and lessons learned, whatever, are independent of the contact list.
Yeah.
So
it's a kind of a mixture between use cases for the repository on the one hand and for what the group is supposed to do on the other.
Correct. So
okay.
This slide is supposed to be what it says on the top. It's just for the contact repository use cases. And it just provides a three contact point and inform about the incident. There isn't any more in that, in my opinion.
Okay. Probably facilitate and enable community support for one of those community members.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. I think all the comments have been received right now, and I'll somehow incorporate them in a further draft, or you'll find those comments for sure in the minutes. I hope Christina's taken. So, as to me, I think that's supposed to be it, because with respect to the last point on my agenda, and that is the contact repository data attributes, I personally do not want to go into much detail right now, because as I planned it before, first I want to find out about the use cases, and depending on those use cases, we would come up with a clear and consistent list of attributes we would really need within the contact repository.
Can I suggest additional data points for the...
Sure. There have been two, by the way, amendments being proposed by Gil. He wanted an alternative name on the list as well, so not only giving one person to represent a team or to contact, but another alternative name. I put that down as an amendment, and he asked for some authentication information.
I would propose as additional data point the contact person's default time zone, because it's now narrowed down to country the contact is located in. Time zone within country would be useful. And it would also...
Excuse me, I didn't get it completely. Time zone...
Time zone where the contact person is located in.
Okay.
And I would also propose that the contact be able to say that they're normally working or available or awake between time period start, time period
end. So office times.
And in-band time, whether... And so you... That way, if we're getting them out of bed, we know it beforehand.
Okay. All right. Yeah, putting that down. Office time.
Yeah.
Of contact person or contact operation?
Yeah. It's just so that beforehand, if we're like, we have some idea that we're trying to get somebody out of bed.
Sure.
You know, as opposed to finding them at their desk.
Okay, Stephen. Anybody else?
One thing. If you're talking about authentication information, you should probably also add encryption keys, PGP keys, key IDs.
Good point.
Encryption, yeah. Okay, I'll put that on the list as well. By the way, what came to my mind when I read the comment towards DNS cert from the executive board of DNS OWASP, it seems like DNS OWASP has all in place we are really looking for. Like, they do have a contact repository, and probably we just do have to take a look in what they build up and just kind of copy it and probably make it a little bit more suitable for our purposes if really needed. But it sounded to me like they already invented the wheel for us. Any comment on that one?
Then why are we here?
That will be a follow-up question. but really, because they are targeted in a, well, at least overlapping direction. And, well, from their description, really, it kind of showed me that they might have everything in place or loads of things in place we are just trying to define. And what I would like to ask is, could somebody make contact, or should I do that? Anybody within the community so involved that he can come straight away with all these more detailed information?
Jörg?
Yes?
CZNIC is a member of DNS work, and we are hosting a meeting this weekend, actually, in Prague. So I think I can make some contact there if you want.
Okay, I'll appreciate that. Because for sure I could talk with Peter Koch as well, because...
Do you want to come to Prague for the right meeting, actually, Jörg?
I'm not coming.
That's a pity, because there is the ORC meeting before, so it would be handy to come to Prague and meet with those people.
When would the ORC meeting be in Prague?
It starts on Saturday, 11 o'clock, and it closes. It's joined with DNS with Central Technical Meeting, so it finishes at...
Oh, yeah,
on
right. It's a joint operation with Central Tech. Okay. So let's put up the following strategy. I try to make it if I couldn't. Could you go ahead to get some information concerning what the DNS OWASP already has got in place?
I will be happy to do so. Yeah.
All right, great. Good. So I think this is all that came to my mind concerning my agenda. For me, we are done. Anybody who has other issues you want to discuss right now? 3, 2, 1, 0. No, it's not. That's not the case. Okay. So thanks. Thanks, folks, for participating, and let's see what we can come up with after the right meeting, and I'm looking forward to our next cell phone conference.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jörg.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.